Hi, this is Steve Farnsworth with Jolt Social Media. I recently had a chance to talk with noted social media author and speaker, David Meerman Scott. Join us.
David, I really appreciate you joining me.
Steve, it's good to be here.
Well, if you could, you know, I think most people know who you are, but if you could just talk a little bit about your background for those who know your name but maybe not your, your background, and talk a little bit about what you're doing nowadays.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So I started on a bond trading desk in New York City. And I was fascinated by the technology. This is back in the middle of the 1980s, fascinated by the technology that was being used in the bond trading desk. I mean, my gosh, it's real-time data, even in the 1980s, was driving the financial markets, news and data. So I started working for companies that delivered that kind of real-time financial information. I worked for a company called Knight Ridder for 6 years. I was their Asia marketing director. And I was based in Tokyo, and then I was based in Hong Kong while I was working for Knight Ridder. And then I worked for a company called NewsEdge, which was the first news aggregator. We aggregated the content from Reuters and Dow Jones and Business Week and the New York Times and Wall Street Journal and whatnot, and delivered that information onto financial trading floors and also the desktops of corporations. This is prior to the web, prior to the internet. Then, and the web came along, and still with NewsEdge, and we sold that business in 2001 to Thomson Corporation. And I was always a marketing guy. So I was a marketing guy in technology companies that were delivering real-time information. It was a wonderful kind of mixture of disciplines, and really started getting into what we now call kind of social media marketing. I was really getting into this stuff back in like 1997, 1998, like really, really early. We didn't call it that then, but was doing this sort of stuff. And then my bosses at Thomson brought me in the room. I said, what are you doing here? I said, well, this is marketing. I said, no, they said, no, it's not. Marketing is going to trade shows, and marketing is doing direct mail campaigns, and marketing is doing advertising. So they fired me. And that gave me an opportunity to start doing what I'm doing now. And I write books and give speeches and run seminars all over the world.
That's really interesting, because one of the things that there's a lot of problem, and the question that comes up is a very basic one when people talk about, a lot of people use the term social media, and what they're really trying to describe is a larger shift that's been taking place. So when you talk to like a CEO or a senior executive about what social media is and why it's relevant, but more fundamentally, how it fits into the larger shift from traditional communications to new media communications that's been underway long before the buzzword social media came into vogue. Can you talk about how you communicate that to that person, a senior person?
Yeah, sure. So what I talk about a lot is this idea that social media are really just describing the tools. You know, and when people talk about social media, in fact, if you ask people for their definition, you get 100 different answers with 100 different people, but social media, in my mind, are the tools. It's Twitter, it's Facebook, and whatnot. What we're really talking about, as you rightly said, is we're really talking about a shift in both a mindset and a shift in the ways that people can communicate. So those are two different shifts going on at the same time. The first shift is a shift in mindset from, in my mind, communications having been this process where people thought in sort of campaign metaphors, and you had long planning processes, and you planned for something using data from 6 months ago for some product launch or some other that was going to happen 6 months in the future. But what the web is allowing us to do now is to communicate literally in real time. You can find out right now, right this instant, what people are saying about you. And you can react to them right now, right this instant. It's a shift exactly like what went through the financial markets back in the mid-1980s, when, and actually even earlier than the mid-1980s, but 1980s when it really popped, and that happened to be when I was down there in Wall Street. And, you know, the financial markets was this sort of old boy clubby kind of network in the 70s and 60s and 50s. And, you know, when you wanted to make a trade, you looked in the newspaper, found out where the stock was trading, you call your broker and you make a trade. And now it's like you instantaneously see where the prices are. And you'd be silly to make a trade without knowing where the price is right now. I mean, it's stupid to just go to the newspaper and make that decision. And I think that what's happening is that we are now in an environment where we have instant communications as marketers, as communicators, as companies. And that's the first thing that I think executives have to realize, is that it's no longer a world where you can answer somebody in a week. They're not doing this with letters anymore. You know, if the Wall Street Journal calls you, they're calling you for an article that will appear on the website 10 minutes after the reporter hangs up, not for something for the newspaper tomorrow. So that's the first shift. The second shift is this idea that we're now back into, we're back to the future, into a world where we can actually communicate one-on-one. You know, prior to about 1950, there's a lot of communications that went on between companies and their customers one-on-one. You know, you went to a store and you talked to the apothecary guy and he mixed you a potion to cure your ills. And then in the 50s, mass media, with particularly with television, but also magazines, newspapers, radio, really mass media took off, and it was all sort of one-way kind of Madison Avenue-driven stuff, Mad Men's kind of stuff. And that's the second major shift, is we're now able to communicate. But I think a lot of people are missing that first shift, that shift to real time when they're talking about these ideas of social media.
If you like today's podcast, please say thanks by clicking on the share button. If you'd like to know about future posts from Digital Marketing Mercenary, please subscribe. Thanks for listening. When it's on the one.